there's a couple of ways that the agencies can save money. I mean, when we were doing the research and background around print management, we found a couple of things. First, what we call print-wise moving forward with, is there's a lot of behavioral changes that agencies and all of the people who work at them can make that will drive some savings even before you buy anything. So things like changing how much you print, just don't print some things. Printing black and white instead of color, double-sided printing, using improved font for printing, all of that can save a lot of money and for the agencies, even before they start buying different devices or managing their print better. Then secondly, looking at, and we think that may be as much as $330 million. I mean, just think about the savings in the cost of the toner, the cost of the paper, the wear and tear on the machines. Huge amount of money just by changing your behaviors. Then secondly, looking at what we're calling the fleet assessment, looking at the whole print operations that you have, all of the copier, scanners, multifunction devices, and looking at what is the right size of that fleet for your organization in the way you're set up. So making some different decisions. And some of the things we were finding there is that some of the agencies or parts of the agencies had almost a one-to-one ratio of a printer or a copier per an employee. When we see that the most efficient organizations in terms of cost savings have maybe 8 or as many as 15-1 based on the way they're set up. So, and I think for many agencies, that will be the first thing that they do, get a handle on what they own and how to optimize that. And then the last piece of that is really what we're calling device plus or customized solutions, where you look at how you buy all of that print management support in terms of a total cost of operations. So, you know, the life cycle cost of managing that. So it's not how much you're paying for device, but the life cycle cost of that device, its use, its maintenance, and its operation over its entire life.
Is a lot of this because of the digital age? Print is becoming more expensive. More people are able to do more things without actually having that hard copy piece of paper?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, certainly that's part of the print-wise part of this, is that, you know, how much do you actually need to print? And, you know, much more of our operations are being digitized, so the need to actually print out a piece of paper and store it is a lot less. But really, I think for the acquisition side of this and even the operational side of this is really around the life cycle cost of buying these and a smarter way to buy them, where you're looking at the total cost of the unit and its operations rather than what it costs to buy a particular unit. The agencies have been working with us, and I think that's part of the good story, too, mm-hmm. is the collaboration across the federal government for something like the strategic sourcing. You know, so we're working collectively, sharing our resources and our expertise to devise the best solution. The agencies will start, for many of them, with a better assessment, understanding what their needs are, what their current operations look like, and then trying to figure out what an optimized organization looks like in terms of their print management.
It's interesting that to be able to put this together, you had to have that input and that feedback with the agencies to have that collaboration so that this can work.
Right. We had, I think it was 24 agencies working with us on the team to work on the procurement. So I think that's really great to have that kind of collaboration across the agency. It speaks well of how the government's working better together these days to craft these solutions and leverage its purchasing power.
How does this launch?
Well, certainly out of the gate is the print-wise. You know, how do we help agencies change the behavior of the people that work in their operations to drive some value? And we're working with them to give them the tools on how to do that with their current vendors, with their current offices. Then secondly, working to develop a fleet assessment so that they can understand how to purchase through this BPA, and then lastly, pulling them into a real print management environment where they're really looking at the potential savings that they can get. And all of this is in our website, strategicsourcing.gov, all of that data and all of the all of this solution and all of the other federal strategic sourcing solutions are there.
And we can link to that from our website on federalnewsradio.com. And we're talking with Steve Kemp, the Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA. this also sounds like, and as it often does, it sounds like a culture change. Is that going to be one of the speed bumps that you run into as the culture changes on how this is accomplished?
Sure. I mean, that's one of the, you know, you can buy better solutions all the time, but will the people use them?
Mm-hmm.
And will they use them effectively? And that's really about helping them work better, work smarter in an environment, smarter, savvier, cost-effective government. And that's what we're really driving here. You know, so better results for the taxpayer, better results for the agencies in meeting their mission.
Is this the beginning of a trend that we are going to see with these BPAs?
Well, this is our fourth one that we've worked at through the Strategic Sourcing Working Group. We've got several more that we're working with, wireless and smart buy, which is how we buy software as a federal government. So there's more to come, and those are the ones we're working on now, and I assume we'll keep moving forward with this to try to find ways to help all the government agencies work together to have better results. Part of it is the equipment we're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is the maintenance and operations of that equipment. So, you know, the people who come in and fix it, keep them up and operational, the toner, the paper. Part of it is the power, making better choices of which ones are better on the environment in terms of using less power, or, you know, shut down when nobody's around and shut down faster when nobody's around and then come back up. So it's all of those things factor into that over the life cycle.
You mentioned toner and paper, and the first thing I thought was, well, toner couldn't possibly cost that much.
Well, and one of the things we found here when we took out personal printers in my own office here, we had somebody that was thinking they were doing the government a favor by hanging on to an old printer that he had at his desk for many years.
Uh-huh.
The toner cartridge for that printer cost over $250.
For one cartridge?
Because it wasn't in production anymore. Yes. So, I mean, sometimes people don't even know what they're doing. And by the way, that savings is just 11 agencies that have committed to use this thus far. So we could do much better as we sign up other agencies to come on board.
How will other agencies come on board? What is it they need to do to be able to sign up and get involved in the campaign?
Well, first, they can just visit our website and see what's going on there at strategicsourcing.gov. All of our folks who run this are listed there, so they can get in touch with them. We'll be reaching out to the other agencies, too, in marketing this, because the more people we have on board, the better the savings for the government and the better results for everyone. You know, GSA is continuing to collaborate across the government, develop these innovative solutions, and, you know, we feel really good about the new things we're bringing to the market and how we can help our government customers, and this is just one of those solutions.